affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's shocking that...
USA Radio News.
Authorities say three people are dead and several others are injured after an Amtrak train derailed in Washington State and then went on an overpass onto cars on Interstate 5. The train derailed just south of Seattle, Washington, and Interstate 5 expects to be closed for at least the next 24 hours. Today was the first time this Amtrak train was on that route. Now, National Safety Council CEO Deborah Hirschman says Amtrak probably did a lot of testing before today's disaster.
They're going to want to make sure that that track is in tip-top shape if it's moving high-speed passenger cars, and that requires additional inspections, and it also requires that the track is up to a certain standard.
President Trump did offer his thoughts and prayers for everyone involved in the train derailment and said in his speech that he is closely monitoring the unfolding tragedy. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. Bible, now available in Montana, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump unveiled his first national security strategy. Speaking in Washington today, the president criticized the policies of past presidents who came before him, saying they committed to nation-building abroad while ignoring needs at home. The president says his vision is fairly clear.
We will pursue the vision we have carried around the world over this past year, a vision of strong, sovereign and independent nations that respect their citizens and respect their neighbors.
Speaking in Milwaukee, Wisconsin today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Trump administration is committing to reversing the trends on violent crime. Sessions also vowed to get tough on drug dealers.
We will not cede a community, a block, a street corner to violent thugs, gangs, or drug peddlers.
Attorney General Sessions also said he's deploying more than 36 federal prosecutors to crime hotspots across the nation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Georgia power officials are investigating what caused a massive power outage at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. This is a witness on one of the flights trying to leave Atlanta.
We were on the plane for 7 hours. They said we couldn't even flush the toilets because their water was below 20%. Like, we couldn't do anything.
Republicans are getting ready to pass their tax reform measure this week. The House is expected to vote on the bill tomorrow. The Senate could do the same by Wednesday. The measure lowers the corporate tax rate and aims to simplify the federal tax code. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia believes the corporate tax rate does need to be lowered, but that the Republicans are going too far.
Can't you reduce the corporate tax just to stop it at 25%? Every corporation is tickled to death. I think there needs to be reform and reductions. And I've been able, over the last 3 months, to share with the White House and share with my colleagues the four different timelines and things that we would agree on, or hopefully that we could discuss.
The nation's home builders seem to be expecting a pretty good 2018. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The National Association of Home Builders Index released on Monday morning showing home builder sentiment rising 5 points this month to 74, the highest since 1999. The three components of the index all up. Buyer traffic was 8 points higher, current sales conditions were up by 4 points, and sales expectations for the first half of 2018 increased by 3 points to 79.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
And here we are in the studio. Hopefully we're broadcasting our holiday sounds of the season. We didn't have our music going here. Not sure what's going on with that, but we'll give it a try here. We are on our last broadcast of the day, of the year today, which is December 18th, because the chamber office will be closed next week for the holidays. So this is my last broadcast of the year with everyone. So hopefully everyone is going to enjoy some Christmas music here. Hopefully we'll get this to work.
That's why you have
back in the studio here. Sorry, my little ragged star. I was having too many buttons over here. I've lost the commercial information as well. So we are totally winging it here in the studio, which is usually not a terrible thing. And I hope you enjoyed Where Are You Christmas? And hopefully you are not searching for Christmas or any of the holiday spirit that is alive and well in Hunterdon County. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. This is Hot in Hunterdon. And today is December 18th, and you're probably all wondering what the weather is like. Well, so am I. So we're going to find out together. First, I can tell you that it's absolutely beautiful. I did have a moment's hesitation thinking I should do a rewind so I could go out for a run and enjoy this very balmy weather. It's 45 degrees out and it's partly cloudy. While we didn't see the sun today, we do have these mild air temperatures, which we're enjoying. It's not even going to get to freezing this evening with a low of 32. And the week is looking pretty good. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday, December 19th, we have partly sunny skies and a high of 52. So it looks like I can make up for skipping my run today and have another nice warm run tomorrow. I saw someone running in shorts. I was really quite jealous when I was on Main Street in Flemington just a few moments ago. Wednesday's another beautiful day, mostly sunny with a high of 41. And on Thursday, we have a high of 37. Friday, we're looking at a chance of rain after 11 a.m. But again, we're at 50. And I don't know how to say this, but on Saturday, we have a high near 57. So I'm almost saying 60. Yes, it's true. It's right here on my screen. Saturday night, we're getting a low of about 36 and maybe some precipitation, but at that point, it'll be mostly rain and the ground will be super warm, so we don't have to worry about that wet stuff. Sunday night, we are looking at some rain and a high near 44. And then on Christmas Day, 30% chance of rain with a high near 43. So that's a pretty good weather day, I must say. Kind of excited about that for the whole week. Looks pretty good to me. We're going to continue with some sounds of the season here. We're going into a classic with Elvis. So if you have a favorite song you want to hear, you can call here at 908-237-0410. I have a wide range and collection of holiday music. So come on in and let me know what your favorite song is, and we'll get it on the air for you in this hour.
On the hills of Georgia, across the plains of Tennessee, seen that I've done most everything that a man can do or see. I'd be on a train tomorrow. I'd be home on Christmas Day. It's been so many times before she left that candle burn. Oh, too many tears have fell. My soul filled with yearning. I had any sense at all to just be on my way. Be on a train. Home on Christmas Day. Every time I think about her, all the love I left behind,
aside my pride and just be away. I'll be on a train tomorrow. I'll be home Christmas Day. Just be on my way. Be on a train tomorrow. I'll be home on Christmas Day. Be on a train. Christmas Day.
And we're back here in the studio at Houghton Hunterdon and without our commercialist, so we are just winging it. Let's do a couple quotes now about the holiday. One is from Vincent van Gogh. Great things are done by a series of small things put together. And that is a wonderful way of looking at something, especially during this time of the year when we can get overwhelmed with things. We have to remember that it's each act that brings us to a greater good and each act that gets us to a large piece of success when we're able to put things together. And so we think about the series of small things, the things that sometimes are more controllable, and that's what gets us to the greatness. So hopefully you enjoyed our holiday song. It was an Elvis song. Certainly I have many different seasonal things of artists, and hopefully we'll be enjoying some of the different renditions today. I'm going to wing it with the commercials, and then I'll be back here in the studio.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
And we're back here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, spending an hour with you. And I always say radio time goes so quickly. It's true. We're getting near our first half hour here in the studio, listening to our holiday music and enjoying actually a cup of tea that I have here, which I picked up locally, you know, shop locally. And I have to say that it's a pretty good cup of tea. It's nice in the studio. I know I have at least one listener who hasn't hit delete yet on us, so we're having a good time. I'm glad you could join us a little bit as we talk about some of the great pieces of the holiday, being with friends, connecting with people, and sometimes in light of wrapping or buying gifts or presents or trying to be everything that everyone else expects from us, hopefully you'll all take a little time today, listen to some holiday songs and just feel the season, the miracle that it is warm and balmy out and you could indeed be out in shorts. And hopefully you'll take a moment, take a deep breath, have a cup of tea, and enjoy the sounds of the season.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Faithful friends that are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the faith's alive, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself merry little Christmas now.
And we're back here in the studio sharing some quality time, tea, and some music, and some quotes. Robert Louis Stevenson, excellent poet, and I'm sure that I've shared different quotes or poems from him on our different broadcasts. So his quote that I'm going to share is this: you can give without loving, but you can never love without giving. And one of our music artists, Jackson Browne, remember that the happiest people are not those getting more, but those giving more. So if you thought about this holiday season, maybe donating or giving your time, and then it is December 18th and you haven't done too much, there is still time to do that. You can certainly do a donation. You can give your time. You can help a neighbor in need, someone maybe that you know is alone for the holidays, and take them to a Christmas concert or bring over a meal for them and give. That's what the season's really about, right? It's maybe not about having the perfect tree, which is a really good thing, but it's about having the right attitude, not stressing out and avoiding those things that give you so much stress that you're not really enjoying the season, just sharing, giving time, and putting back a little bit of something in the world. And so hopefully you'll be doing that. It was Winston Churchill who said, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. So I hope this holiday season y'all find something to give and are rich in those blessings. And we're going to just do a little more music, something a little more current here, a rendition of Baby It's Cold Outside. So I hope you enjoy it. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I got to go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
Beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
but
hurry.
Maybe just a half
I'll
a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might
baby, it's bad out there.
Say what's in this
no
drink.
No cap to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no,
oh,
no,
my,
no,
if
sir.
If I'm moving closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't
baby,
stay.
Don't hold out. Cause baby,
it's cold outside.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
oh,
no.
Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
No, no. Your welcome
how
has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be
oh,
suspicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
And my brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves on a tropical shore.
My maintenance mind
oh,
is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are so delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette
oh, never
more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me
oh,
your
up to your knees out there.
You've really
I'm
been great.
When you touch my
but
hand.
You don't see.
How can you
no,
do
no.
this thing to me?
It's about to be tough to
think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in black.
If you've had pneumonia and
but
died,
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that hold out.
Oh,
cause baby, it's cold.
Now we have to do our news break here, and then when we come back, I'm a Jersey girl, so we have to have a little Bruce in the studio. Hope you stay around and listen to the rest of our Sounds of the Season at this half hour.
USA Radio News.
It calls for the construction of a wall on our southern border, ending chain migration and the horrible visa and lottery programs.
President Trump earlier today in Washington, D.C., unveiling his national security strategy. The president also criticized former presidents, saying this should have been done a long time ago.
This situation should have been taken care of long before I got into office, when it was much easier to handle. But it will be taken care of. We have no choice.
Amtrak says the derailed Cascades Train 501 running from Seattle to Portland carried approximately 78 passengers and 5 crew members today. An eyewitness to the accident, Laura, describes what she heard at the time of the accident.
Just looking at this whole mess just right around Christmas just breaks my heart.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-15. 1515. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
More on today's top story of an Amtrak train that derailed just south of Seattle, Washington. NBC's Jo Ling has more about the train.
78 passengers were aboard and about 5 crew members were aboard this train, number 501, going from Seattle to Portland. This happened just south of Tacoma. A little bit more about what kind of train this Cascades train is here. Typically, it seats about 250 passengers, so the train was relatively empty at the time of the derailment. It typically consists of about 13 cars. It's a baggage car, 2 business class or first class coaches, 7 standard cars, and a cafe car, a lounge car, and of course, the service car that provides the electricity for the train.
Republicans are hoping for a final passage of their big tax bill. The House is expected to vote on the measure tomorrow, and the Senate could follow suit as early as Wednesday. The bill helps many Americans by doubling the standard deduction and child tax credits. This is USA Radio News.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics, like gorgeous LG TVs, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. And did we mention there's free shipping on everything? Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
With a look at some of the stories making news around the world today, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
The Russian government is praising U.S. law enforcement cooperation for averting a potential terror attack in St. Petersburg. According to Russian presidential spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, U.S. intelligence tipped off Russia about a planned Islamic State attack scheduled for December 16th. After the U.S. tip, Russian police arrested 7 individuals and recovered a cache of explosives. Peskov characterized the U.S. tip as an ideal example of cooperation that he said saved many lives. And a new railroad could soon connect Brazil, Bolivia, and Peru to the Pacific Ocean after the German and Swiss governments agreed to back the project. By using the railroad, Brazilian exports could reach China 3 weeks faster than sailing them through the Panama Canal.
The region does not lag behind in proposals for mega infrastructure projects, but does lag behind in actually realizing major infrastructure investments.
Benjamin Gadan is a policy fellow focused on Latin America at the Wilson Center and says the proposed railway could go a long way toward making South American economies more competitive.
The cost of logistics represents more than 35% of the total cost of an export, and it's less than 10% for OECD countries. This phenomenon is true throughout Latin America of very high logistics costs and the devastating impact that has on competitiveness.
According to agreements signed over the weekend, construction on the Bi-Oceanico Railroad could start in 2019 with a target finish date of 2025.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We're back in the studio. We have a promised Bruce Springsteen song here for the Jersey Girl over here for the season. Then we'll be looking to see what other sounds we can do here at Hot in Hunterdon.
Christmas, baby, you surely treat me nice. Come on. Merry Christmas, baby.
chimney, 3:30, with lots of nice little presents for my baby and me. Merry Christmas, baby. You're so tonight.
Enjoying his song. Is there a song that makes you think about the holidays or a special person? For me, I think it's the Chestnut song. I remember playing outside with tossing a football, that song as a Christmas carol, singing that over and over until someone dropped the football, which probably was usually me, but that song always makes me think about the neighborhood kids and being outside in the cold. I know kids don't go outside anymore, but back in the day, we would always be outside. It didn't matter how cold it was, throwing a football or playing argue ball, what my father would term argue ball, because you know what would happen when you have 20 kids unsupervised. There'd always be an argument in a good way, a fun way. So hopefully you have a song that makes you really think about the season and what it really means, and hopefully, if not, maybe you'll get one today from listening to our songs of the season.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bells swing, and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in jingle.
dancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle Bell time is a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh. So giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet.
That's a great song from the Brian Setzer Orchestra. Hope you all enjoyed that. And we're going to my chestnut song here.
Chestnuts roasting. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe. To make the season bright, tiny tots with their eyes on the glow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. Lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
we're back here in the studio, and you know, I found my list, so I have to pay some bills, take a few commercials, and then we'll be wrapping up our last broadcast of the year. The year went so quickly, it seems, and hopefully we can skip the resolution discussions because they always seem a little depressing, especially when you look at the percentage of people who actually follow their resolutions. I'm more of a everyday make something happen kind of girl, I guess. We'll be back in the studio with some more sounds of the season.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All the way, oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Go. I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and blank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank, and then we got upset.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells.
I love them, I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Oh, yeah, I love those J-I-N-G-L-E-B-E-double-L-S-U-C. Those J-I-N-G-L-E. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one.
Each and every face, come on and play my music. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, oh my friends, please. Tell me, but the man forgot to tell me why. I gotta count on being gone. So come on, mama, come on, daddy, be what you want from me.
USA Radio News.
It calls for the construction of a wall on our southern border, ending chain migration and the horrible visa and lottery programs.
President Trump earlier today in Washington, D.C., unveiling his national security strategy. The president also criticized former presidents, saying this should have been done a long time ago.
This situation should have been taken care of long before I got into office, when it was much easier to handle. But it will be taken care of. We have no choice.
Amtrak says the derailed Cascades Train 501 running from Seattle to Portland carried approximately 78 passengers and 5 crew members today. An eyewitness to the accident, Laura, describes what she heard at the time of the accident.
Just looking at this whole mess, just right around Christmas, just breaks my heart.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-978-5015. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. 800-978-1515. Results may vary.
More on today's top story of an Amtrak train that derailed just south of Seattle, Washington. NBC's Joe Ling has more about the train.
78 passengers were aboard and about 5 crew members were aboard this train number 501 going from Seattle to Portland. This happened just south of Tacoma. A little bit more about what kind of train this Cascades train is here. Typically, it seats about 250 passengers, so the train was relatively empty at the time of the derailment. It typically consists of about 13 cars, the baggage car, 2 business class or first class coaches, 7 standard cars, and a cafe car, a lounge car, and of course the service car that provides the electricity for the train.
Republicans are hoping for a final passage of their big tax bill. The House is expected to vote on the measure tomorrow, and the Senate could follow suit as early as Wednesday. The bill helps many Americans by doubling the standard deduction and child tax credits. This is USA Radio News.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics, like gorgeous LG TVs, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs.